Researchers at the University of Waikato have discovered a new volcanic cone in Auckland. Dr. Adrian Petari has been part of the team and he joins us now. Hello there, Adrian.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I would have thought a volcano would be pretty hard to miss. How have we only just discovered this one?
Well, I mean, I just should clarify. It was identified last year by a colleague of mine, Bruce Haywood, with some good reasonable arguments. What we've done is actually we've drilled into the volcano and brought up the first volcanic materials, which actually are the hard evidence that it is actually a volcano.
Okay, whereabouts is it and how did it sort of elude detection until now?
Well, the volcanoes in Karaka, in the South Auckland region, and I guess it's two main reasons. The first reason is the volcano is buried beneath a thin blanket, few metres thick, of young sediments and materials that are what we call the Hamilton Ash Formation. It's young material, so it's buried by a blanket of ash. And also, it's in a place where we didn't expect the volcano to occur. We have volcanoes to the north in the Auckland volcanic field, and we have volcanoes to the south in the South Auckland volcanic field. But this area was in no man's land in between, so it's an unusual place to find it.
And apparently one of the locals had a bit of a hunch that it was a volcano, is that right?
I am not exactly sure which local it was, but it led to a colleague of mine, Bruce Haywood, to do an investigation earlier in the year, and we followed that up with our research, our drilling.
How was that project, the drilling? Is it complicated?
Yes, it can be. It's a simple idea. You just drill a hole into the ground. The complicated bit is actually with all the mechanics of the drilling and trying to get it right, making sure that the drilling rig doesn't get stuck in the ground, and making sure that you can bring up the rock that you want in the drilling rig. So we have some good expert staff here at the university who have used our equipment for a few times now, and so we're building up our expertise in doing the job.
Was it a little bit of fun, Adrian?
Oh, definitely. Yes, it's fun because you never know what you're going to bring up. It comes up in 1.5 metre lengths, and every time it comes up, you hope that there's some rock in there. And when it comes, it's exciting what you see, and then you can look at it and analyse it.
You know straight away, do you?
We can see that we can recognise volcanic materials if they are good quality, and that's what we did see at Karaka Volcano. But having said that, we've got a lot more work to do to actually find a little bit more about what it actually means in terms of the volcanic history of the area. But they're definitely volcanic materials that can see.
Yep. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I would have asked you, is there any chance it's going to erupt again? But I've subsequently learnt from my own interviews on the topic that most of these Auckland volcanoes have already sort of popped up once and so are very unlikely. They're not the sort of volcanoes that are going to keep sort of erupting on a regular basis. Is that a good analysis?
That's right. That's right. We call these monogenetic fields, and you could think of we have the Auckland volcanic field, which pretty much spans a lot of metropolitan Auckland, and the field as a whole is considered potentially active, but the individual volcanoes in the field are one-off volcanoes. They are single eruptions that may last for a few months to a few years, but that's it. Having said that, there are a few possible exceptions, like Rangitoto Island, that may have had two or more eruptions.
Yeah, we learned a bit about that last week. So tell me, have you named the volcano?
I guess we're calling it the Karaka volcano because that's where it is. Most of the volcanoes are named after a location where it's found, either a suburb or a road name.
It's not going to be Mount Karaka, though.
I don't know. Well, it is a hill.
Oh, it is a hill. Okay.
There is a hill there. Yes. So yeah. It's a small hill. I'm not expert in knowing when you define a hill as a mountain.
Yeah. Okay. We'll have to get someone from a different department for that. What's the significance of it, of finding a new volcano like this?
I think the key factor of finding a volcano in an area where people live is the geoheritage aspect of the volcano. Volcanoes are part of New Zealand's heritage. They're of interest to the public. They're of interest to scientists. And sometimes they're of interest to international scientific community. So they get a little bit of a geoheritage status when you identify them, and that it has some value to people in the community.
You're going to be hanging out in Karaka doing more bits and pieces around it, or are you done now to find the next volcano?
No. Actually, this project is part of a master's research project of my student, Madison Hansen. And she's got another 8 months to continue on her work. So she's going to be working on the materials, looking at them under the microscope, looking at their chemistry, and hopefully finding an age of the volcano too.
Gee, how many master's students get to discover a new volcano as part of their thesis? That's pretty hard to beat.
Yes, I think she'll be pretty rapt about it all.
Yeah, give her our regards. Thanks very much. Dr. Adrian Pitari, part of the team that has confirmed the existence of a new volcano in Karaka in Auckland. Thank you.